Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for today. We are looking at partly cloudy conditions, and we will have a high of about 63 degrees. Looking around southeast Wisconsin, not a bad way to start things out this morning. A lot better than it has been lately. In Kenosha, 57 degrees. The skies are cloudy. 55 in Burlington, 60 in Milwaukee, and in Racine, cloudy. It is also 58 degrees. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department and other helping agencies were again involved in a coordinated pursuit of Andrew Obregon last night in the towns of Paris and Brighton. But like with past efforts, no capture. Sheriff David Beth maintaining that as law enforcement cuts off Obregon's access to money, he'll become more desperate and dangerous, though the general public does not appear to be in any danger. Sheriff Beth at a news conference formally naming Obregon as a suspect in the murder of Taiwan Anderson, whose body was found in a town of Paris cornfield last month, says it's believed the two met to either trade or sell drugs. Obregon's been implicated in a crime spree across western Kenosha and parts of Racine County, including burglary, armed robbery, shoplifting, and high-speed chases.
Believe that Andrew Obregon would hurt anyone at the schools, would hurt the kids or families in their neighborhoods. The only person that of recent history that he's physically hurt is someone he was connected to, and that was a person that he was going to buy or trade for drugs in Kenosha County, and that was Tawan Anderson.
Beth indicates Obregon has been so hard to catch thus far because he really has no longer a regard for his own safety. Sheriff Beth indicates he has known the Obregon family for years, even drove young Andrew to school for a week because he had a hard time waking up in the morning and was often late. The Beths living about 3 miles away from the Obregon family home in Brighton. The Racine Common Council votes to end a federal discrimination lawsuit by a handful of minority former bar owners who had claimed they were treated differently for licensing and discipline than others under a corrupt system that forced them out of business. City Attorney Scott Lethley says each of the plaintiffs getting $15,000, while their attorneys get $1.275 million, all through insurance coverage by the city.
And except for a deductible, what's really called a self-insured retention, the insurance company picked up the entire defense cost. Taxpayers paid $175,000 over the course of the last 18 months. Our attorneys had five lawyers that were working basically full-time on the case. The other side, I understand, had 12 attorneys.
Lethney says the $1.3 million total settlement is mostly for the legal work by the city, maintaining denial of any wrongdoing. Aside from the city and mayor, former Alderman Greg Helding, who is an attorney himself, chaired the licensing committee at one time, and he was among the defendants. Glad it's over. But he would have liked to have had the case play out in court.
Because I'm convinced, as I was since the beginning, that we would have won. Unfortunately, this was an economic decision that had to be made based on our insurance coverage. There's some question as to whether or not our insurance carrier would cover some of the potential payouts that we would potentially be exposed to. And the smart fiscal move for the Common Council was to vote for the settlement. But it doesn't change my opinion that we had the better of the argument the entire time during this case.
Helding felt the lawsuit was more about politics, didn't just involve the plaintiffs. The council vote to settle the lawsuit 10-2. Alderman Cohen Widener opposed. Mayor John Dickert, who did not attend last night's council meeting, said in a statement the case was a nuisance to the city. 14-year-old girl taken into custody for what Racine County Sheriff's investigators say was a prank that led to the evacuation of Yorkville Elementary School yesterday morning. A news release says that a handwritten note was referencing a bomb and a gun that was found in the school bathroom. Deputies responded immediately, helped school officials evacuate the place. Students taken by bus to Union Grove Elementary School, their parents notified and arrangements made to come get them. Search of the school concluded that the Kenosha County and Milwaukee County bomb squads had nothing in terms of any evidence. Investigators connected the note to the teen, though. She is a student at the school. Determined it was just meant to be a prank, no real threat to staff or students. That girl now being held in Racine County Juvenile Detention School at Yorkville is back in session today. A Racine County bus driver gets a citation for operating while intoxicated. The bus veers off Buena Park Road, goes into a cornfield, then returns with some children on board. Sheriff's Department says this was all observed by a citizen. The bus driver ordered by deputies to pull over on Highway 11 near Highway J in the town of Burlington. Corn stalks still hanging from the undercarriage of the bus, according to reports. Two children discovered on board unhurt, but four had been on the bus at the time it left the roadway. 39-year-old Jason Stahlbaum issued a first offense OWI citation with passengers 16 or younger on board, plus hit and run causing property damage, failing to report an accident, and unsafe lane deviation. And in Madison, lawmakers unveil a bipartisan bill that would crack down, they say, on repeat drunk driving offenders. Here's Jeff Flint with the story.
Green Bay Democratic Representative Eric Enrich says while there is no silver bullet to end drunk driving,
for too long in this state we have tolerated an environment where habitual drunk drivers are jeopardizing the safety of our communities. That ends starting today.
Genrick and DePere Republican Andre Jacques' plan revokes the driver's license of a repeat offender after their fifth OWI, or third OWI with multiple serious offenses. It has the backing of Brown County Sheriff John Gossage.
When you look at the fatalities that are involved with it, it's not so much the monetary value involved in this, it's the people's lives that are affected.
In Green Bay, Jeff Flint, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A deal for Kenneth Meyer to keep his bar, Kenny's on Main, open, but with reduced hours, approved by the Racine Common Council. The arrangement negotiated to avoid a due process hearing into claims of underage patrons and connections to a couple of back-to-back drunk driving crashes, one of them a fatality. Their attorney for the city, Ken Rush, said Kenny's has to stay closed on Fridays and Saturdays for 2 months, with 6 months after that under reduced hours. 10-2 the vote of the council, Alderman Winder and Kaplan against the agreement. Scratch a possible sidewalk maintenance fee in the city of Racine to replace the existing assessment program, the council rejecting a single fee, a two-tiered fee, or even just putting it onto debt service. Alderman Sandy Widener said infrastructure, well, that's capital improvement money and the city's responsibility. Though she noted all three were not good options, in her words.
But I think if we take 1 year and put this on the GO debt and really have a chance to think about how we want to move forward with a sidewalk maintenance program, rather than relying so much on what we've done in the past, I think this would be a good start and buy us a little time rather than implementing a fee and then see how it works.
Alderman voting 9-3 to reject the Committee of the Whole's recommendation for a fee, then 7-5 against putting the sidewalks into the CIP budget, finally 10-2 for receiving and filing the whole thing. DPW Commissioner Mark Yalen left with a look of disbelief. The Public Works Committee will be talking in the future about amending the sidewalk maintenance program, which remains in place for now, cost to property owners through assessments. The proposed 2016 Racine County budget maintains a flat countywide levy for a sixth year in a row. There's a six-year low of $4.2 million for borrowing, and there are some new initiatives to go along with maintaining services. Speaking to the county board, County Executive Jonathan Delagrave in his first budget message said the numbers reflect teamwork and the Racine County way.
To maintain excellent service with the same number of tax dollars as 2011, as you know, is a challenge. I'm so proud to tell you that the challenge was met head-on by all our departments and courthouse officials. With this level of dedication and a shared goal, I believe we can be the envy of 71 other counties in the state of Wisconsin.
The County Board's Finance Committee begins the review process next week with department heads. Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser's proposed budget for next year presented to the County Board. That includes a levy increase of 1.3%, roughly two-thirds of it going to fund law enforcement. So the county continues to be the red-hot industrial development market, leading the region and the Midwest in development. But he said the budget was not developed without some challenges, noting policy changes at the state and federal levels.
The elimination of the local government property insurance fund, resulting in about a $45,000 increase for next year. A $400,000 increase cost for foster care based on a state-required assessment screening tool. And hopefully delayed for a year is the requirement to increase information on tax bills, which our treasurer, Terry Jacobson, estimates the cost to be more than $200,000 annually.
Under the proposed Kenosha County budget, taxes for a home assessed at about $100,000 would drop by $1.31. Committee review and department budgets beginning next week. And months after losing their Amur tiger to a medical problem, the Racine Zoo's got a new attraction, 10-year-old Anya, a female who's been donated to Racine by the Riverbank Zoo and Gardens in Columbia, South Carolina. Anya replaces Nikki, who died at the age of 19 and was one of the oldest tigers in the country. WRJN.com. It is your source for our local news, whatever you want it. The newscast or in podcast form, look in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.